This is a place.
This is a place.
This is a place. We want to talk about. This is a place.
Thank you for listening to This Is a Place podcast. My name is Brandon, and I want you to imagine a place so flat you seem to see the curvature of the planet. So barren, not even the simplest life forms, my buddy Nate here, could exist here. Where am I talking about, Nate?
Mars.
Pretty close.
Salt Flats.
The Salt Flats.
Which, haven't they used it in movies to represent Mars before? Well, my son had an esports tournament at the U last weekend. And it's a pretty big one. They had it like all over the U campus up by the Huntsman Center. There's a bunch of buildings they're using. So it's one of the bigger ones I've been to with him. But they usually have a bunch of booths that you can go check out anywhere from all the colleges you can go to UDOT, to technology, video games. But there was one that says that they're making oxygen for Mars.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, interesting. So they said they have to make enough oxygen for people to survive there. And I'm like, I didn't know that Mars didn't have oxygen. Because aren't we planning to send people there?
Yeah, I think so.
There's no oxygen there. I guess that's where this company comes into play.
Well, that's cool.
But I feel like the Salt Flats, we'll get to it. They definitely have made their fair share of movies out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the uniqueness of the place.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So last week we had a couple holidays. We mentioned Mario Day and St. Patty's Day.
Well, how was your St. Patrick's Day? Did you get wasted on some root beer?
I got wasted on some shamrock shakes, per use.
And I told you how to make them, right? At home.
Yep. What kind of ice cream did you need again?
Any vanilla ice cream. That was just funny. The guy I told you who made the clip says you got to have this certain ice cream, vanilla ice cream. And then he's like, just kidding, dude. Just any vanilla ice cream will work. But yeah, the secret is vanilla ice cream. I want to say whole milk because it has to be whole milk is what he said. Then he put mint extract. He says not peppermint, it has to be mint.
True.
And then they put food dye. So it's turned green because of the food coloring.
Otherwise, it would just be white.
So I guess you could have it be white and still taste the same if you don't want to go get food coloring. But
so you can have the shamrock shake. You can do the green food dye to the 17th. And then after that, you can just have
a mint shake. Yeah.
And just don't dye it green. But you can make it at home since you can't get it at McDonald's now.
You can make it for every holiday. Red for Valentine's Day, orange for Halloween, yellow for Easter.
Well, you know what you can't have it for? Do you know? The holiday that begins today. Or the span of a month's time that begins today. Ramadan. Didn't you know Ramadan began today?
Nope.
I don't know very much about Ramadan, but I do know that it's a lot of fasting. I got pretty, when I was on my mission, we lived around a mosque. There was like a Muslim school pretty close. And so one time we were going by and we're giving out Qurans. So I got a Quran and an explanation of the religion. But I was reading up on it a little bit, and it's a month of basically fasting until sundown is kind of the way I can say.
Oh, okay. So it's not like 30 days straight.
No. So you'd be really good at something like this since you are so good at not eating for.
I do Ramadan year round.
So anyways, just kind of interesting to know a little bit about that. I don't know a lot about the significance of it.
It's one of the five pillars of Islam.
I know I can't do this, but I always thought it'd be really cool to do their pilgrimage. when they go to the big black rock thing, the dome. What is it called? In Mecca. But it gets me wondering, what would be the pilgrimage of, yeah, Mecca, that big thing? You've seen it before, right? It's pretty cool.
Okay, yeah.
But what would be our equivalents of the pilgrimage? The going to the
Salt Lake Temple.
Salt Lake Temple, the Sacred Grove. You have to walk to the Sacred Grove. Or, oh, no. It would be walking the plains, walking the
The
track. I
trek.
wonder if anyone's done that ever since.
Oh, yeah, I think they do. Yeah, there's been people who've done it. Redone it.
That sounds terrible. I did a
Yeah.
trek growing up, and that was pretty, yeah, I can't say it was really that bad. It wasn't. But imagine doing the whole trek. There'll be something else.
And if I were to attempt it, as long as it doesn't snow, I think the snow part would be the worst part about the trek.
Agreed.
But even the heat would suck as well. But snow would be awful. Anywho, we're going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, I just wanted to call out the other holiday, or I guess significant
Yeah,
day.
which literally starts today.
Literally starts
So,
today.
and the funny thing is that I'm fasting today. So I guess I'm right on par with. I haven't fallen off yet.
You haven't
So
broken the fast.
fast, but I will tomorrow.
But as hinted at the beginning of the episode, we're talking about the Bonneville Salt Flats, continuing on our Wendover journey. We went to the Salt Flats Cafe last week, and now we're at the actual Salt Flats. And I think we should start with our experience traveling to the Salt Flats. Take us away, Nate.
Number one, it was so windy and
Oh, so
cold that
windy.
day. Why does it have to be windy and cold? Actually, I can deal well with the cold. It's just when it's windy. That's when it really is no bueno.
I almost never
But
like the wind, I'm just gonna say. A
yeah, I
breeze,
think what
that's fine.
happened, except for the days I want to fly a kite and then there's no wind. But I think we were heading back. And we saw the road sign that says Bonneville Salt Flats. We're like, ooh, they gotta be close. 'Cause we couldn't figure out how to get there. There wasn't really directions, right? When we were in
Like, where is
Wendover.
the salt flat?
Yeah. Like, where do we go? It's like, where's the tourist spot? So we saw the Bonneville Salt Flats sign. We're like, okay, that's pretty famous. Everybody knows that. So it's head that way. So we did. And we got to where we thought might be the Bonneville Salt Flats, right? There's not really
Right.
any signage that says, here you are. You are here.
There's never a time, and we might have missed it. There could be a place that you go, but it's just all the salt flats.
Yeah.
There's not
So,
a one spot to go visit.
yeah. But we did get out of the car because I've never touched the salt flats. Got out and it's very salty. But right now you got to be careful because it's really muddy. Even somebody yesterday I saw on Facebook was advertising on one of the local Utah,
Connect Utah.
Connect Utah. Yeah. Did you
I
see
saw
that
that
one?
same post, yeah.
Yeah. Saying like, hey, everyone's scared to go to the salt flats right now because it's all wet and muddy,
I
which
said
it
embrace it.
is. And they took pictures out in it. But I was thinking, you saw the pictures they took? I'm like,
All those things are
yeah.
ruined, all those
I'm
dresses.
like, is that just ruin your clothes? Or like, do you have to like hurry and run home and wash them three times in just regular water? But would that ruin your washing machine as well, having all that salt in there?
It's
Or do you hold
probably
yourself off? Or do you get in the shower? I don't know.
Already a bad idea to go to the salt flats with anything nice
Right.
without the water.
Yeah. At one picture, they're sitting down in it,
Yeah, they just embraced
sitting down, dry humping each other.
it.
Anyways.
Wasn't dry though.
It wasn't dry, it was wet. So it's muddy. And they even had signs saying, warning, do not take your car out there right now, right? In essence is what it said. And because it's muddy. So we're kind of like, there's no one on the road, right? Because it's nobody's going out there right now. But we could
Except
see
us.
up in the distance, except for us, trying to find where the salt flats are. Just imagining Jack Sparrow running somewhere around there. I think they have Independence Day. I think there's a scene for Independence Day there as
Hold on,
well.
hold on. You're getting ahead of it.
Sorry,
We
I'm
gotta talk
just.
about all the movies.
Okay, we'll talk about the movies, but we'll talk about the experience first. So up ahead, we could see a dot. No, it wasn't a dot. We could see a white Tesla like parked on the road, but then there was like an Accord, Honda Accord or something.
Yeah, something that had
So,
no business.
yeah, some people were trying to drive around in the salt flats and got stuck, which is probably equivalent to getting stuck in the snow. And you wheels are spinning. And these poor people in the Tesla, they look like they were ready to hit the country club. Was he wearing like white? Like he was just, yeah, the poor people. And they were
Rest
nice
of the
enough,
nines.
dressed to the nines. You can see they were trying to help these poor individuals push their car out. And we're heading towards them. It's like, oh crap, it's gonna be that awkward moment where we can either be jerks and not help, or do we have to get out and actually help these people and get all muddy too? Like bad timing. But as we were approaching him, luckily they were able to get, nudge the car enough to get moving that it got up on the road. So we're like, phew, dodge that bullet. But then a lady like waves us down, right? When she gets out of the mud, and we're like, she need help? Is she in trouble? What's going on? And all she wanted to do was say sorry. I'm like, what are you sorry for? We didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But you could just tell the look on the face of the people in the Tesla were just like,
Why do we have to be here right now?
yeah, like, why'd you tell me to come out here? Maybe it caused a fight in their relationship. Like, you're the one who wanted to come out here. Now we're all muddy. Now we're ruined my blue suede shoes.
Blue suede shoes.
I don't know what he's wearing.
That's what they wear at the country club, blue suede
Yes.
shoes.
So,
So we did not decide to drive on to the salt flats like
no.
these other individuals
No, maybe we'll go back this summer when it's dry.
with a rental car because I'm not taking my car out on
That's
that.
a good point.
That was my suggestion from my dad when I told him I was going out here. He said, do not take your car onto the flats unless you took a rental car. Then, you got insurance, so you're fine.
Then have at it.
Yeah, it was exactly what you'd expect.
It was salty.
Salt, flat. That's all it was.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's really cool. It's
It is
really cool
cool.
to
Yeah.
see.
I'm not trying to diminish what we saw. It's cool, but it's everything it's cracked up to be.
But because it was so windy, we really didn't spend a whole lot of time outside of the car. Like I said, we got out to touch it, but it was so windy and
Yeah.
cold.
And in this spot brings lots of people from all over the place to check it out, especially in the racing community. Some of the world records are held, were
Speed
broken here,
records.
correct? Speed records,
Yeah.
like the world's fastest Indian, that story. I don't know much about it, but I know that's something with speed and racing on the flats. But aside from that, there are lots of There's got to be like a time everybody's out there.
Well, they do races
It's
out
called
there, right?
Speed Week. Let's find out when it is. So Speed Week 2023. That's not what I want. Bonneville. Not Daytona Beach. August 26th to the 31st is the Bonneville Motorcycle Speed Trials. And then there's also August 5th to the 11th is another speed week. So there's lots of times that they have some kind of speed competition or event out that way. Lot, I think, is when maybe they get the most people out in the Wendover area. But aside from that, as you mentioned, lots of movies have been filmed here because it's a very unique and cool looking place to film something. So I found a list of 59
What?
movies that have been filmed out here.
Wow. And there's probably even more than that.
Probably
Just
more.
talking about.
And you know, this there's not all the hits are on this one. These are not the Oscar winning movies here at the top. You mentioned the first one on the list. We should just go through some of these. The Independence Day movie was filmed out there. Scene where we see one of Will Smith's first slaps. He's slapping the alien.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I think it's, have you seen the movie?
It's been, gosh, I was like, what was that, 96? I was like a sophomore in high school. So I think the last time I watched it was on a VHS tape. So that's how long it's been.
It's a good one. But yeah, you got Will Smith out there with a alien jet. I don't remember exactly what's happened there, but it's on the flats. That's all that's important. It's all you need to know.
Yeah. I want to say, like, it was after he got, I don't know. I feel like he's walking with a parachute behind him, like he just got ejected from his plane. But
Yeah.
that's the image I
I think
have
he
in my
just beat
mind.
one of the aliens. He shot it down and he shoots it down in the flats, something like that.
Gotcha.
And you got Con Air. We've already talked a lot about that. Scenes filmed out there as well. But I think the coolest one for me was the Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. And you've got the scene where Jack Sparrow is out there with the ship and he's in kind of a dreamlike state. And he's trying to pull the ship, and then there's a bunch of crabs that help him move the ship. And my naive self was thinking, how did they get the ship out there? And why did we not, well, like that would have been noticed. But then I realized they probably never had a ship out there. It was all computers.
Probably green screen.
Would have been so much cooler to have an actual ship out there. We could go visit
Well, I
it. That could
know.
be the spot to go check out at the Salt Flats, is the ship.
I know that the pearl, what do they call it? The Black Pearl, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Like it was docked at the Ensenada port for a long time. So if you did that Ensenada cruise,
Could have seen
you
the
would see
actual
it
Black
there.
Pearl.
Yeah.
Nice. Next on the list, we got Need for Speed. You seen that movie?
I
Oh,
don't
wait a
think
minute.
so.
Need for Speed. Never mind. I've never seen that movie either. That was not what I thought it was. Some kind of a
Racing movie?
related to the video game series, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Got another movie, The Tree of Life, with Brad Pitt, Sean Penn. I've never seen the movie. I don't know what scene is filmed here. Have you seen the new Independence Day?
No, my wife did. I didn't see it.
That's on the list too. I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe they filmed some scenes there again. And then you got the world's fastest Indian, which we talked about. I've never seen it. Have you seen that movie?
Which one?
The world's fastest Indian?
No, I haven't seen that one yet either.
Where they set the
I've
land
heard it's
speed
pretty
world
good.
record.
I might have seen a Need for Speed. Sorry, I was looking it up while you were talking. That has, yeah, I did see Need for Speed. That's with what's his name from Breaking Bad?
Aaron Paul.
Yeah. It was supposed to be kind of, I think they were trying to be like,
Because there's a video game series called Need for Speed.
yeah, but I think they were trying to make it kind of like, what's that, Vin
Fast and
Diesel?
Furious.
Yeah. Which I still have 9 movies to catch up on to get caught up. I've seen the
Same.
first one.
I've only seen the first one. But yeah, aside from that, it's just a lot of other random projects. Nothing that's really jumps out to me. Some Salt Flat documentary type stuff, things about dinosaurs.
Is there any Star Treks?
I don't see Star Trek on here. There's Amazing Race has gone out there before.
That makes sense. I can see that being a good spot for Star Trek because you can make it look like some planet or something.
I did wonder how they in the I was looking at the Pirates of the Caribbean shots and how they get the mountains out. I mean, it's just movie magic, right? But
Or just camera angles.
they're, yeah, good camera angles.
I do know Michael Bolton loves Pirates of the Caribbean.
We could probably get him out here for to recreate Jack Sparrow scene.
Wonder if they used it for the video. Captain Jack Sparrow.
But aside from all the movies that have been filmed out there, a 1 in 5 chance someone will have their wedding photos taken there.
Either that or that rock in Salt Lake.
Yeah. I think my brother did his some wedding photos at the Salt Flats, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
So why do Utahns go out west to
Life is peaceful
gamble
there.
or to take some pictures on the Salt Flats?
Go west. Life is peaceful there. Go west.
That's the Salt Flats. We went there, we touched it, got some pictures, and we did not get stuck. I was really wanting to open up the car, the old CRV, really get going, because it's just a long stretch of nobody. We probably could have gone as fast as we wanted on the road, as well as the flats themselves, but thanks to our Tesla friend and other one, we didn't really get to go speeding.
We did not. And we should have been listening to the Pet Shop Boys go west while we were heading out that way. Life is peaceful there. Go west in the open air. Go west where the skies are blue. Go west. This is what we're gonna do. Go west.
That should have been the song for a whole month-long series.
Oh my goodness. Missed
What a missed
opportunity.
opportunity.
Because it only popped in my head because you said go west. It's your fault. Should have said it earlier.
I wonder if there's any songs about the Salt Flats. I'm not seeing any songs.
It would have to be by, like, is it James the Mormon? Is that his name? Or
JTM.
Jericho Road or Michael McLean?
Jericho Road 100% has a video filmed out at the Salt Flats.
I think so. Or at least at that rock we're talking about at the very Salt Lake.
Somewhere. We should also say
Together.
it used to be a lake, right? Lake Bonneville.
And
That's where it came from.
maybe in 5 years, the Great Salt Lake will be just called the Salt Flats. I don't know what they would call it.
The Great Salt
What would we
Flats.
call the Great Salt Pond? Is that what it's going to
That's
be?
what, yeah, that's what it
Where it's
could be.
heading.
Right.
That was crazy though, heading out to Wendover, just seeing how far back the lake is now.
It is, yeah. But man, it's crazy. If you look on like what Lake Bonneville used to be, it was freaking big, man. Back in its heyday. When none of us were here. And I know that it's, I mean, there's plenty of history, like with dinosaurs and stuff being there. I'm sure they've got dinosaur bones they found out there. Lots of videos and people that do a much more detailed breakdown of Lake Bonneville and the Salt Flats, but we're not about that.
We ain't got time for
Just go
that.
check out their stuff. Even the our sister podcast, Utah Famous, did a episode on the Bonneville Salt Flats. I'm sure they have a much more detailed and historical episode, but we're here just for the movie locations. I'm watching people get stuck out there. But we have a good time,
Reminds me of Wayne's World. When they are going through all the states on the green screen,
Hello, I'm in Delaware.
Delaware, I'm like, that's what we're. Hello, we're in the Salt Flats.
And
That's it.
that's it. But
But
thanks for
yeah,
embarking on this road trip with us. We've got one more action-packed episode for you coming at you next week as we finish out
one more.
our road trip out west. Our first podcast road trip.
Well, really, that's true. Real trip.
Our first overnight podcast trip.
Well, we almost had an overnighter when we got stuck in Ogden.
When we got stuck in Ogden?
Ogden after the concert.
Oh, that's true. We did almost have an overnighter. Our first purposeful overnighter is what we'd say.
That was salty.
Oh, we didn't do any salt jokes.
Oh, man. Well, Bonneville Salt Flats is the salt of the earth. Does that work?
It is a lot of salt on the earth.
So, on the earth, I don't have any salt jokes.
I thought about making a joke about salt. Then I thought, nah, that doesn't sound fun.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
What did the salt say to the rest of the spices in the spice drawer?
What?
Quit pinching me. Pinch of salt. Salt-free spaghetti was sent to jail for being an impasta. That doesn't really work for salt. No, 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 Batman.
Batman, yeah, I saw that one. My doctor told me to rub my entire body with salt to fix my condition. Now I'm cured. All you gotta do is run, roll around in the salt flats. Is that enough salt jokes? Have we assaulted our listeners enough?
Now I got a bad taste in my mouth. Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good. Best episode ever.
Best episode ever. Thanks for listening to This Is a Place podcast.
See you next week.